All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Final segment tonight to Frank Maloney, Jim Hobgood. Chris Sill is in the house, and we're just going to preview a little ACC hoop as we go through the balance of the upcoming week.
So we've got Florida State at NC State Tuesday night at 7 o'clock down in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's a big game, Hobbo.
It is a big game because Florida State, I think, is back to 500 in the league.
And so. NC State is one game behind UVA.
Right, and NC State's schedule is favorable the rest of the way. So I think
we've got to cheer for the Noles.
Well, either way, I think North Carolina State's going to win the basketball game. Lorenzo Brown is back. NC State is really
they've
had kind of a disappointing year.
But they don't have any depth.
No depth, but they got
it's
some
like
good
talent.
The players they put out there are pretty good, so they're very dangerous coming down the stretch, I think.
All right, the 9 o'clock game is obviously the Wahoos at the Hurricanes and in Coral Gables. 9 o'clock game, ESPN2, Hobbo.
Well, the objective of Tony Bennett is get to the under 4 minute timeout in the second half and have a chance to win. I'm sure if Coach Bennett was here, he would say, we'll skip the first 36 minutes if you'll give me that. Just give me a chance to win in the last 4 minutes. I'll be very happy. So it's going to have to be a possession-by-possession game. As we said, defense, defensive rebounding, value the basketball. Certainly Virginia's going to have to make shots. But Miami's really talented. And as I said when we had Jimmy Miller on, I'm a little worried about their inside play because they got some big guys.
Johnson is a beast.
He's a beast.
Sasquatch.
Gamble is. So they're they're beasts on the backboard. So Akeel Mitchell's going to have his hands full. But Virginia, as they did at Maryland, they out-rebounded Maryland. So the guards, everybody's got to go to the glass when the shot goes up.
They got to help. There's got to be help.
Absolutely.
All right, let's see here. Maryland's at Boston College, 9 o'clock same night, Hobbo.
Yeah, I mean, that's Maryland's playing well coming off the Duke win, but on the other hand, BC plays well up there at the
Chestnut Hill.
Silvio Conti Center, Conti Forum. Silvio, of course, the former Republican congressman up there in Massachusetts. That's a rare breed up there. That's another story, though. At any rate, I think that'll be a close game. I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess maybe you give Maryland a slight edge, but I think that'll come down to the last
possession
or two.
Wouldn't it be great to see them disappoint? God, I'd love that.
And North Carolina, Georgia Tech tomorrow night. I think Carolina's starting to come into their own.
They're dangerous because now they're starting to believe.
Yeah, they got some guys that can play. They really have good shooters. The funny thing is Carolina, if they have a weakness, it's their interior game.
Which is so strange.
Under Dean Smith, even under Roy Williams, it was the low post game that they excelled at.
Inside out.
Now they got to make jump shots, but they got guys that can do that.
You got to guard Bullock and Harrison and everybody else, right?
And I'll turn this one around. Duke at Virginia Tech Thursday night. How do you break that one down?
Virginia Tech is desperate. Their crowd will show up to see Duke. I think the fans will be boisterous. This game is definitely can Eric Green get his teammates involved and get a team effort, and can they get a good start to the game? If they get behind early, Duke is too good to try to play catch up on.
Well, probably the worst thing that happened for the Hokies is Duke lost to Maryland. So you know, it's rare, even though they have two tough road games at Maryland, at Virginia Tech, they usually don't lose two in a row.
And then Saturday, you've got Clemson at Maryland, Miami at Wake Forest, and then also NC State at North Carolina. So a lot of basketball ahead. I think. For Virginia, much like the coaches have said and all the players we've had on lately, it's got to be one game at a time. For the fans, we like to look ahead and look at the schedule, but let's face it, Virginia's got to treat this Miami game as if it's almost life and death.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but certainly if they could find a way to get down there and steal one, that would certainly really impress the selection committee. But otherwise, if they don't get it done tomorrow night, in my view, the Duke game at home is almost a must-win.
Which is a lot of pressure.
If they're going to go to the tournament.
That's a lot of pressure. Hey, next week's show, we know that we've got Bobby Stokes, former guard, played on the ACC championship team.
76 team, and he's Dr. Bobby Stokes.
Dr. Bob.
And we've had Dr. Bobby call, now we got Dr. Bobby Stokes.
Bobby Stokes used to like the little fadeaway in the lane and pickup games at the Co-Rec Center back in my days, and played a lot of pickup basketball with him. A lot of fun to play with. Good guy, good-natured.
I assume he ate your lunch?
Uh, I got my points too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I could muscle him a little bit. He wasn't. He was not a strong guy, but he was very agile. Right. Good guy though. Overall, just a real good guy.
Yeah. Just a wonderful guy, as is Ricky and the whole family, Stokes family, terrific people.
Besides, you discovered him, right?
Out there. That's right.
King William County with his 33 points a game. Hobbo found him and somehow convinced
Coach Holland to give him a scholarship.
Yeah, that may be one of the best plays ever by the Hobbo. All right, we got like 30 seconds left. Hobbo, look at the final games of the schedule.
Well, Miami, as I say, if we could steal one, that'd be great. You got to beat Georgia Tech. I think for tournament basketball, you got to find a way to beat Duke, and then you're going to have to figure out a way to win on the road either at BC or Florida State. Both winnable games, but they could also lose both, and then you come home to play Maryland last Sunday of the regular season.
I'll buy that.
Hey, right. Continued best wishes to lacrosse. Lacrosse plays tomorrow night, right?
Against VMI. If you want to go see some lacrosse tomorrow night, 7:00 at Klockner. Mount St. Mary's is on the deal. All right, we're headed off the air. Go Hoos!
Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.